Are you planning to drink 8 tall glasses of water each and every day? Water is important, really important. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Afghanistan has some of the most complex and varied geology in the world. The oldest rocks are almost 4 billion years old, and the youngest rocks may be found as today's newly deposited sediment and decayed biota. The terrestrial environment of Afghanistan is complex for a reason. The country has a long and complicated history of twisting, stretching, and breaking caused by the continental and oceanic plates shifting through time. These fundamental earth processes are partly responsible for the country's position at the western end of the Himalaya Mountains. Since ancient times, Afghanistan has used groundwater as a source of irrigation and water supply. Before the invention of a drilling rig, groundwater wells were constructed by hands, buckets, and shovels. Today, shallow groundwater still represents the main source for water supply in Kabul, Afghanistan. To my good fortune, I met Anita Barzai and Shodaba Shabnam at the end of a beautiful day in Nanded, India. Each of these women live in different parts of Afghanistan, but both share similar experiences regarding their interactions with water. They explained to me the lay of the land and the availability of that tasty, sweet water that originates in the Afghan mountains.
Well, in Afghanistan, there are different cities, different kinds of water suppliers, like from pipes and also from wells. Because actually, as we might know, that Afghanistan is a mountainous country. It's covered all by mountains, but still we have large rivers that supplies very pure and very, I can say, very tasty water. Because we don't have to purify it. It's just all purified water. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so in Afghanistan, nowadays, they supply as well like purified waters, mineral waters. But still, it cannot be compared with our natural water from the rivers of Afghanistan, from the rivers of Kabul city and other cities of big cities of Afghanistan. And as you know, that Afghanistan is a very small country, so there are several big cities that have big rivers, and many cities are supplied by one water dam. So as my home city, Kabul city, Kabul has a very big river and very pure and very natural purified water. So it's called Kabul River, and it's very large, and we don't need to have purified at our home.
Water has a way of adding to the enjoyment of the day. I asked Anita and Soraba if it ever snows in Afghanistan.
It does, yeah. It does, especially in Kabul city, like north cities, there is snow. So those cities' water are really sweet. It's really tasty. The water is really tasty, and we call it sweet water. You know, when you eat food and you drink that water, you need to eat more and more. It digests your food. So it's all about the specialty of water. And yeah, snow, I think that's one of the popular thing in Kabul. It's all about snow.
Right now it snows in Afghanistan, yeah. In Kabul city, in home city. It snows right now, and I'm really missing it. In snow, well, you just love to see it. You just love to walk on snow. You can make dolls. You can make everything from snow. The places that doesn't experience snow, they make artificial or something like places to have artificial snow, and they go, they play with that. But we have, thanking Allah, we have natural snows every year and very, very big snowfalls.
Both women have experienced not having enough water in their surroundings, as well as having an abundant supply. Through these experiences, they shared with me their understanding of the importance of water and how it supports health and the home lifestyle.
As we know that without water we cannot live more than 3 or 4 days, so it's proved that it's our essential need, and water is a very, very important rule in our life. If we have faced like drought something, then we face problems like we may die after 2 or 3 days. We have to be thankful of Allah that Allah gave us lots of opportunities, lots of gifts in our lives, like water.
Well, for me, I just remember one thing. I was sitting in my English class when I was learning English. So my lecturer, he was standing, and it was Ramadan month. So we were just discussing about whether we are feeling hungry, thirsty, or what. So he said, "Oh, I can sleep with empty stomach for 2-3 days, but I can't sleep with thirst. I'm thirsty and I can't sleep even for half hour." So for me, when it comes to health, beauty, cleaning, for everything, water is really important for me. It is like it's a big blast of Allah for me. My mom is a doctor, so every time when I'm telling her, "Mom, I'm facing stomach ache, or I'm facing like something, you know, allergy with my face, so, everything." So she's just advising me, "Drink lots of water. Drink lots of water." I use lots of water, and sometimes when we are facing a problem with water, I'm the one who's complaining a lot at home, like even shouting with my dad, like he's like arguing, and I'm also arguing with him. No, why we are facing such kind of problem? We need to solve it forever, but still, we are facing because it's life. You need to face. That's why you get experience. So for me, water is important, really important.
Ah, I feel like it's time to fill up to another tall glass of cool, tasty, sweet water that comes from my home's groundwater well. I can really relate to both Anita and Shabnam. Water is really, really good. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.